Economics, Policy, and the Future. Section 2. Environmental Policies in the United States. Many people in the United States have demonstrated a concern about environmental problems. In both local and national elections in the United States, candidates often talk about environmental issues in their campaigns. Each year, millions of dollars are donated to environmental causes by U.S. citizens and businesses, and billions of federal tax dollars are spent to uphold environmental policies and to manage resources. In recent decades, the United States has reduced many types of pollution and improved water quality in many places. But the United States is still struggling to use its resources in a sustainable way and to preserve its unique ecosystems. History of U.S. environmental policy. During the 1800s, people in the United States made use of the country's vast resources. Prairies were turned into cropland, ancient forests were cut down, and several species of animals were hunted to extinction. By the 1900s, citizens began to realize the consequences of these actions, and the citizens' attitudes started to change. Leaders such as President Theodore Roosevelt and conservationist John Muir, shown in Figure 4, called for increased protection and management of the nation's resources. Many national forests and parks, and agencies to manage them, were established around the early 1900s. Environmental agencies and laws. Throughout the 1900s, U.S. citizens became more aware of environmental problems. Widespread crop disasters in the 1930s showed the country that poor farming practices were causing soil erosion and poverty. Policies to encourage soil conservation were adopted. People objected to living near smelly garbage dumps, so research on better methods of waste disposal began. The public began to complain about pollution. The first Earth Day, celebrated around the world in 1970, was a sign of widespread environmental awareness. In the same year, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, was created. U.S. lawmakers have created many policies and federal agencies to manage environmental affairs, as shown in Table 3. For example, the EPA enforces the Clean Air Act and the Clean Water Act. These acts set standards for acceptable levels of pollutants in air and water. The EPA uses regulations and economic incentives to encourage individuals and businesses to meet the standards. Environmental laws change as we learn more and draw different conclusions about how much to spend on preserving the environment. Deciding when to spend money to preserve the environment is equally important. Usually, anticipating and solving a possible problem before it occurs costs less than solving the problem after. Environmental impact statements. Most government agencies are required to file an Environmental Impact Statement, or EIS, for any proposed project or policy that would have a significant effect on the environment. Proposals for the construction of dams, highways, airports, and other projects that the federal government controls or funds must be evaluated with an EIS. An EIS states the need for a project, the project's impact on the environment, and how any negative impact can be minimized. The public can comment on an EIS. For example, if a new dam is proposed, scientists and citizens may comment on any problems they foresee. Although public comment on an EIS rarely stops a project, the feedback may cause changes in the project's plans. Federal agencies may also conduct an EIS when they plan changes in the regulation of public resources. Usually, several alternative actions are evaluated. For example, an EIS was conducted in the 1980s to evaluate alternative ways to release water from Glen Canyon Dam. Federal agencies were looking for ways to restore natural conditions downstream in the Grand Canyon, shown in Figure 5. Unfunded mandates and economic impacts. Some limits have been placed on federal government's power to pass environmental laws. In 1995, Congress passed a law to prevent unfunded mandates, which are federal regulations that do not provide funds for state or local governments to implement the regulations. The federal government must now provide funding for any new laws that will cost more than $50 million to implement. Congress can no longer pass laws such as the Clean Water Act, which requires local communities to conduct their own tests of public water supplies. Another limit being placed on many federal agencies requires the agencies to evaluate both the economic and environmental impacts of their policies. Influencing environmental policy. You can influence environmental policy. For example, as a citizen, you can contact your elected representatives to tell them your opinion on issues. There are also many other ways that consumers, businesses, the media, and organizations can influence policy at all levels of government. Many laws related to the environment are created at the national level. However, there are also many state and local laws that affect the environment. It is easier for an individual to influence policy at the local level than at the national level. It is also usually easier for citizens to organize and contact their representatives at the local level. Local governments. Local governments make many decisions for their communities. City councils and governmental agencies hold public meetings, such as the meeting shown in Figure 6. Local governments can decide how land may be used and developed, and where businesses and housing may be located. Local governments and agencies also create plans for public facilities, for waste disposal and recycling, and for many other facets of local life. One problem with local environmental planning is that communities often do not coordinate their plans. For example, your community may plan for clean air or water, but a neighboring community may allow development that pollutes your area. On the other hand, sometimes local communities do work together. For example, towns along the Hudson River in New York are cooperating to provide a greenway of natural areas for public use that stretch hundreds of miles along the river. State governments. Environmental policy is also strongly influenced at the state level. The federal government passes laws that set environmental standards, but often these laws are minimum standards. Individual states may create laws that set higher standards. California's vehicle emission standards are higher than the federal standards because that state wants to control its problems with air pollution caused by traffic. States also have a lot of independent control over how to implement laws and manage public resources. For example, Ohio's Department of Natural Resources has used the state's endangered plant law to acquire habitats and to educate the public about the state's 350 endangered plant species. Lobbying. Lawmakers are heavily influenced by lobbying on many sides of issues. Lobbying is an organized attempt to influence the decisions of lawmakers. Both environmental and industry groups hire lobbyists to provide information to lawmakers and urge them to vote a certain way. One way to influence policy is to support an organization that lobbies for the policies that you agree with. The media and sources of information. The media, especially television news as shown in Figure 7, is the main source of information about environmental topics for most of us. Popular TV, radio, and newspapers tell us, for example, when Congress is debating about oil drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, or when our local government is planning to build a new sewage plant. However, media reports are usually brief and leave out information. If you want to understand environmental problems, you will want to find information from sources other than popular media. Many other sources are available, and you should evaluate all sources for bias and accuracy. Scientists and others who are familiar with environmental issues produce reports, magazines, and websites that contain in-depth information. Local organizations hold public meetings and produce newsletters. And through the Internet, you can get first-hand information from people all over the world. Well, we've reached the end of this section. Before moving on, take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the review questions.